With your latest news, I'm Elizabeth Charles. The Grand Court of the Cayman Islands has ruled on a boardroom battle at Scully Royalty, a Cayman company listed in New York. In a recent judgment, Justice Siegel considered a disputed annual general meeting called for December 27, 2025. A shareholder, Milfam LLC, tried to replace Scully's board and went ahead with a meeting in Hong Kong after the incumbent directors purported to postpone the AGM. The court found those directors did not have power under Scully's Articles of Association to postpone the meeting. But Justice Siegel also held that Scully's articles did not allow shareholders or proxies to appoint their own chairman when no director was present. Because no chairman was validly appointed, the AGM could not conduct business and the resolutions electing Milfam's nominees were invalid. The court said directors who hold the exclusive power to appoint a chairman must exercise that power properly, and shareholders may seek court orders if they do not. In other news, after 2 weeks of spiking gas prices, there's finally a bit of relief at the pump. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller has more.
According to the Utility Regulation and Competition Office, the average price of self-service regular gas fell 11 cents to $5.83 a gallon. The average price for premium self-service dipped 13 cents, taking it to $6.32 and making up for the 13-cent price increase seen on July 1st. The average price of diesel is now $6.17, a 1-cent drop. According to Offreg, you can get the cheapest self-service regular gas on Walker's Road for $5.62. That's 16 cents cheaper than last week's lowest price. On the diesel side of things, refuel at the airport has the lowest price at $5.63 a gallon. I'm Carsley Fuller.
You can find the latest gas prices at offreg.ky. Finally, there were more than 1,800 local jobs advertised in June. That's down from about 2,200 in May, but up by more than 380 when compared to June 2025. 1,841 of those job advertisements were for Grand Cayman, 38 in Cayman Brac, and 17 in Little Cayman. Only 12 job postings were for the public sector. The construction industry accounted for more than 20% of the total number of job openings in June. More than 11,500 jobs were advertised in the first half of this year, up more than 31% when compared to June 2025. You can find more information online at egov.ky. That's it for your local news. I'm Elizabeth Charles. Now over to BBC for the latest happenings around the globe, which will take us out of our newscast.
BBC News with Govinda Gill. President Trump says the US will probably hit Iran very hard again tonight after hostilities resumed in the Gulf. He described Iranian leaders as cuckoo, but said talks aimed at ensuring they never obtain a nuclear weapon would continue. Iran says it will respond twice over. Mr. Trump was speaking at the NATO summit alongside Volodymyr Zelensky. He said he would license Ukraine to produce American Patriot interceptors, a vital defence against Russian ballistic missiles. Russia has banned diesel exports as public anger spreads over nationwide shortages of fuel at the pump caused by Ukraine's incessant bombing of oil refineries. It's to start importing diesel this month. Germany's Chancellor says Mr. Trump acknowledged efforts NATO members were making on defence. Friedrich Merz said he hoped the meeting would create a new spirit within the alliance. He said Mr. Trump had told them there was a lot of love and unity in the room, despite earlier castigating them over Iran and Greenland. In other news, a German palliative care doctor has been sentenced to life in prison for murdering 15 of his patients. The 41-year-old confessed to some of the killings, saying he wanted to spare people from suffering. Prosecutors said he had a lust for murder. The organisation representing German car makers has warned that radical reforms are needed to prevent the collapse of employment as the industry faces stiff competition from China. Barcelona has hit a record 40.5 degrees as Europe swelters in its third heatwave this year. President Tinubu has ordered a probe into allegations that a fictitious Nigerian government agency was set up inside his office and received $1 million in public funding. Officials say a letter creating a presidential foreign intervention promotion council was forged.